Item 11, striped bass, spear fishing.
Seems like I might have needed one of those spear fishing guns a little while ago.
I thought you were going to have one here today.
I decided not to give the security guard down below a heart attack walking in with one of them today. All right, try and make this brief, but it is an interesting issue. Back in January, Mr. Alex Wozlik with the Mid-Atlantic Free Diving Club corresponded with the agency about our current striped bass regulations. And in the striped bass regulations, recreationally, you cannot target striped bass with spear gun. You can't go spear fishing. And we have this in place for both in Virginia for both sharks and for striped bass. But recreationally, you can spear fish for everything else that's covered under recreational regulations. As long as they're abiding by the same size limit, same season limit, same possession limit. Now, other states near us or up and down the East Coast have similar regulations which allow this but prohibit against striped bass. Some of these include Maine, Massachusetts, New York, and Maryland, the District of Columbia, and Potomac River Fisheries Commission. There are other states, though, that allow them to spear striped bass, and that includes as close to us as North Carolina and Delaware, and also New Jersey, Rhode Island, New Hampshire. Now, staff reviewed Mr. Wozlik's request. We advised him that prior to sending it over to FMAC, we wanted to have him go forth and talk to the angler clubs and try and get some recreational community interest and support of this, because it's going to take their support to really see this through. Back in April, for the April 16th FMAC meeting, they introduced the item to FMAC as a discussion item. And FMAC came back as a committee with a series of concerns. They are concerned about this may increase the harvest of recreational striped bass, since it is a quota managed species. They're concerned at whether or not the catch would be monitored correctly, since we're all very dependent on the federal government for recreational harvest monitoring. They're worried about the enforcement of provisions involving gaffing, that maybe this is a loophole that people would say they're spear fishing, but they end up gaffing a fish. Ability of spear fishermen to accurately determine the slot size, or the potential for user conflicts along the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, especially near the Four Islands and the fall fishery. Now, the gaffing issue, simple enough. Gaffing striped bass was banned back in the early 1990s. It was done so during a time when the stock was being rebuilt. We didn't have a large amount of quota out there to be going after. It was a big concern about having a negative effect on any striped bass. But we know today gaffing is not as big an issue with striped bass fishery. In fact, most people target them with large nets. That's more preferred. That's more the proper method these days. It's recreationally accepted. So gaffing has not become such as big an issue. Additionally, our chief of the law enforcement, Colonel Rick Lauderman, in a meeting with other Marine Police divisions from up and down the Atlantic coast, he posed these questions to them about spear fishing. And what he determined was in other states, they had no issues regarding gaffing bans on striped bass, regardless of whether it was a spearfish or not. Colonel Lauderman also asked them about just diver safety. That was a big issue with FMAC, and whether this was a big issue in the other states. And they said, no, it's not really a big user conflict between the rod and reel anglers. Didn't have an issue, and also we also came to find that yearly accounts of accident data reported to the Coast Guard indicate it's a lack of incidents involving spearfishing. So these issues got all addressed, and they got addressed at the second FMAC meeting this past June on the 18th. So we've gone through so far the public process, had them go out and talk to clubs, had them come to our advisory committee. The advisory committee, through consensus, approved this to come up to the commission. They agreed it should come to the commission for the next step in this process, which is a public hearing. So staff is here today to recommend advertising for an August 2012 public hearing, proposals to allow the recreational harvest striped bass by spear fishing within all the currently established recreational seasons, size, and possession limits for striped bass. With that, that's their question.
Any questions for Joe?
Would this situation be, I mean, it's tough to spear and release So, I mean, you know, when you spear one, you caught one, that's it, done. You know, I mean, is that the type of situation we're talking? If they get their limit, you know, it's not a matter of, you know, you're out there. I mean, how does that work? I mean,
if they get their limit, they're done. That's very much. There is no such thing as spear and release. There are other species with size limits and especially slot limits that they do also target. And one of the most notable ones are red drum, which has a very restrictive slot limit between 18 and 26. So we do know that they're already targeting a lot of other species out there. And one of the cases they brought to us had to do with tautog. They might be out there near the islands fishing for tautog, spearing for tautog. Striped bass comes by, it's an open season at the time for it. It's an opportunity for them to go ahead and get a striped bass at the same time while they're already down there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that opportunity, but they have an opportunity to target every other recreational fish outside of striped bass and sharks. Now, we're not asking for sharks here, but they were asking for striped bass. And they put a lot of diligence into their request and went the extra mile in trying to answer all questions.
Mr. Robbins?
Joe, I was just going to ask. I mean, I've seen the report about the CBBT, I mean, the Bay Bridge Tunnel. That fishery concentrates so much there in the fall. I mean, did the committee suggest that there wouldn't be significant potential conflicts?
It was an issue of concern by the committee to the club themselves. They actually did a good job speaking for themselves during the meetings. But at the end of the day, they answered the concerns about that. There's a small group in the diving clubs. They're not talking 300 people. They're talking 20 or 30. You're not talking 20 or 30 vessels, probably just a couple. One diver down flag for an area or a couple boats possibly, but not where they're going to be lining up the entire 17 miles of the Bay Bridge Tunnel, blocking it off from recreational anglers to be targeting. So they did address that to the point where from the FinFish Committee, they did not come back with a recommendation coming to the commission that there should be additional restrictions.
Well, I guess I'd be interested to hear from the public on that, because it seems to me that that fishery is not distributed evenly along the Bay Bridge Tunnel. I mean, you have certain spots that are heavily fished, you know, the tubes on the 3rd and 4th and the 12-mile marker, and take your pick. I mean, there are a bunch of areas that are really concentrated.
And that's the thing. We've gone through this point now. Now it's for the public hearing aspect of it.
Any other questions? Any objections for the public hearing? Hearing none. Hearing's approved.